I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. How to get 30, 30, how to get 30, how to get 20, 20, 20, how to get 20, 20, how to get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month? Sold!
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
You're listening to the Sans Pants Network.
Some may call you ratcatchers, others mercenaries, but we prefer the term adventurers. And at the Grey Hill Free Company, we believe in one thing above all. Adventurers together strong. Many have gone on to do some great things under our name. Not all of them good, but great things nevertheless. Hopefully you'll soon join their ranks. So gather round and let us regale you with one of the many stories of the Grey Hill Free Company.
Can the bot tell Mangle to tell Dwarf Man that we have... Who am I here? But we have been requested by God to fix the poison, prevent the poison, and that means we should be okay to go.
Alright, I'll tell them that. Mangle, very haltingly, you can see he knows the language conversationally, but you're trying to communicate a pretty unusual thing. So he does his best attempting to communicate with the glacial dwarves and explain the situation. There's a moment of silence after Mangle is done talking, and then all of the glacial dwarves here at once start yelling at your group. They're all like really mad, yelling at you.
Is that like just rummaging through? Do kobolds have any hair?
No, we are lizards. We do not have hair.
You could have some hair. You can have some hair if you want.
Like little like remnants of maybe feathers, you know, like vestigial.
Wait,
almost.
No, we are listen to me. Like we little, are not the kind of kobold that have feathers.
Okay? Like little tiny
ones. You cannot
ones.
Go back on the on this
ah,
now.
It's just like not full feathers, but
you
I
mean, like little,
to, like, little straggly.
We
have frills? We have frills?
You can have a frill if you want.
Okay, maybe just like this rummaging. I can't imagine it's a good one. Just like half torn little bits of like pieces.
Oh, God, what has happened to you?
Put like a little finger up. Mm-hmm. John Ton. And then gesture at myself and the rest of us. And then Hilly. And then like another hand.
Hilligan.
Another hand with like the biggest finger and be like, and start making them fight.
Mm-hmm.
And then go, then give the thumbs up.
Some of the glacial dwarves are listening to you, but they're not like, they don't seem to understand. When you've stopped speaking, they keep pointing at your group and yelling a billion different things. Mangle turns and says, "I'm very sorry, but I cannot understand what all of them are saying at once."
Right.
Okay. It looks like
friends on the one of them.
Okay.
The lead guy.
You move.
Friend.
Okay.
How are we going to start the initiative?
I don't think so. Surely that isn't how the friend spell works. I'm just assuming. But all it does is give you a bonus on persuasion, but because you don't share a language, persuasion is not really going to work terribly well. You're already at disadvantage at any persuasion check, so it just means that you don't have any bonus.
Oh, that's nice. Oh. Friends, help. Uppy, help.
What is your persuasion? It's a negative one.
That's fair. Is there like, I guess, a universal in terms of this? What would be help? Like either hands out or hands up or like, I want to help. I want to be helped. I'm little.
You go through a bunch of gestures help. That have worked for you in the help. Past. The glacial dwarves, they seem to be getting, you can almost see the steam rising off them. They're so worked up. The lead one, the one that you've been talking with, turns back to the other glacial dwarves and starts talking to them. And he talks really rapid fire. Mangle turns back. Even though there's just one glacial dwarf talking now, he turns back and he says, I just can't. He's moving too quickly. After talking to the other glacial dwarves, they all start nodding. And then they dismount, draw weapons, and start not charging, but slowly with spears, kind of ushering you back the way you came.
Can I scamper and grab the deer that we killed and start dragging it towards them?
They don't seem to care.
This seems like a good opportunity for the Pipes of Haunting.
Okay. So what does that do?
The Pipes of Haunting. Can you look it up again for me,
my
lady?
Yes, I can.
So Teapot is going to, seeing how this is going to go, Teapot is like, fuck this, and swing over their bagpipes. Which, full disclosure, are modeled after that. I think he's actually Australian, a sick street performer who does bagpipes that has a fire canister in them, so he can like blow fire out of his bagpipes.
I don't know this person.
Each creature within 30 feet of you that hears you play must succeed on a DC 15 whiz save or become frightened of you for 1 minute.
Yes.
Okay.
You can select who would not be affected as
Right. So I won't. I do not want my party members to be affected by this.
Aww.
But yes, Teapot would like to use one charge of their Pipes of Haunting to blast out a sick tune on their bagpipes. because we were singing it earlier, maybe just full on. Was it Smashing Pumpkins? Yes, they need to make a DC 15 wisdom saving throw. And this looks like Teapot with the bagpipes, very small, covered in like all these scarves and stuff, but still will pop out their frill, which has got like red and orange in it and the black, and then will hop up and down, doing a little dance with their bagpipe. Very intimidating, very scary. Doot, doot, doot.
Three of the glacial dwarves, immediately you see the music is affecting them. They halt in their tracks. They stop moving towards you, advancing on you. Mm-hmm. They appear to be rooted in the spot, staring at you, Teapot, and only at you, ignoring now even Mangle. But to the two dwarves on their right, your left side, those two keep, well, they, now that they've seen that their allies are frozen in place, they don't continue to advance. They halt as well, unsure of what to do next.
Copy that.
I take out my drum and I continue on with your bagpipes. I do like a, you know, drums in the deep kind of soundtrack along with yours too.
Cool.
Right.
Yeah. I don't have any spell for that, but yeah, just thematically.
Mangle turns to the three of you and says, perhaps we should make a hasty movement now. If we wanted to, we could quickly just try to run this.
Yeah, I mean, that's whatever is fastest. So, okay. Well, I can't. I'm playing, so.
Yeah, you don't say
with
that.
With my one eye, I like squint a little bit, like ye.
Yeah, I'll look over as Mangle says that and say, yeah, I mean, it's like they're trying to just back us off anyway, so we might as well just go.
Let's go. So we have sick retreat music.
Cool.
Chasing.
You blast past them. The three of you remount your sled. Mangle has this entire time has just been running. So you, with Mangle beside you, boom, 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 start sprinting past the dwarves. It doesn't take too long for them to, I think you eventually get out of range.
Despite all my rage, I am still just a rat in a cage.
The glacial dwarves.
We've lost the deer, haven't we?
Yeah, you probably, because you dragged it off the thing. You've definitely lost the deer.
We're not going to that place anymore.
I'm just looking out wistfully.
Yeah, it was food, but was probably quite frozen at this time. So.
You mount up on the you're mounted up. They.
It would have been good.
They mount up on their sleds, but because they're yuck pulled, they move at a slower pace to you. So you're thankful that you got the dogs. The dogs also are not as skittish as the deer, so as you approach the one of the bridges, which isn't actually part of the city, it's more like part of the trail that goes further in. So there's not there is actually a couple of glacial dwarves here acting as sentries, but it's not like thick with enemies. It's literally just two glacial dwarves. Both of them have a sling each, and they fire the slings, but the dogs don't panic. So you're thankful you got the dogs once again.
If I were to raise a light crossbow and fire them at the dwarves that were about to chase us,
they
are chasing us, is anyone going to stop me?
That's up to the party. Mangle can't.
I'm a little mad that we lost food, and I'm a little mad that they were yelling at me. I'm a little mad that I tried to make friend and no friend, and I died. And now I don't want to be the little bitch. So now, this is survival. Yeah.
We're also being attacked.
I've kicked into gear. I'm just light crossbow.
Yeah, we've been attacked.
Is playing the pipes. They are full on Mad Maxing this at this point. Mm-hmm. So Teapot is not available to stop bad decisions.
You fire the light crossbow. It strikes the glacial dwarf in the chest. Mm-hmm. You can't see how deep it penetrates because of the heavy furs that they're wearing. Mm-hmm. But certainly that glacial dwarf isn't killed, but does, after getting hit, take cover. Mm-hmm. So only one sling bolt gets a bullet.
I have two attacks. It'll be a double attack.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Dunk. Well, you'd probably fire against the same one because he hasn't had a chance to take cover yet. And I'm assuming Hot Long's...
Yeah, he's not. Yeah, yeah. He's got a mistake. He's dunk, dunk.
The second attack is a miss anyway. So, yeah, a sling bullet just gets fired at you as you're going past. And it's also a miss. So you have a brief exchange of ranged attacks, but then the glacial dwarves part to allow you over the bridge because they don't want to get run down either.
Mm-hmm.
So you get onto the other side of the bridge. You are traveling. You can see that the yucks in their the glacial dwarves with their yuck pulled sleds are following you, but you pretty quickly lose them.
Would have had a chance to fire that crossbow again as we.
Oh, you were out of range the entire time for that.
Okay.
Yeah, they never get close enough to even engage in skirmishing. Sorry. It takes a lot to kill a yuck as well.
Yeah, I meant the guards we passed, but okay.
Oh, the guards you passed? Sure, if you really want, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
You will be firing at disadvantage, though, because he's taking cover. They're both taking cover.
That is fine.
First attack somehow is a hit. Second attack is a miss, though. You deal another 5 points of damage. Not enough to kill him, but enough to keep their heads down.
John.
Any third attempt or any third round would be completely nixed by the fact that they are now completely, they're not even looking, they're completely hidden.
Yeah, just like really aggressive, puffing up, I guess, now near my frill, which is just mangled. Just mangled. Like torn, maybe half a frill, quarter maybe. Doesn't look pretty.
Flaps in the wind a
little bit.
All right, you end the fourth day camped out and cold, but still on track.
Okay.
Clearly things are not so great around here, but interesting to know that it is impacting local people and not just the temple area.
Yeah. Well, the fact that it's, 6 days out, 5 days out, and it's affecting here, that's
not
a pretty powerful
sign.
Range.
Not a good sign, no.
No.
I'll go full survival mode, I guess. Setting up a guard, basically becoming the guard dog I am.
Okay.
Yeah.
The next 3 days, so you're 7 days into the trip, pass without too much incident.
Okay.
But also you notice that, I should say actually not too much incident, but on the first one or two the first day of those 3 days, so the day after your encounter with the glacial dwarves, you can see on the horizon behind you figures, and it looks like maybe you're being followed, probably by the glacial dwarves, but they never get close enough for you to really see.
Okay.
So you're not 100% sure, but it like isn't hard to guess.
That makes sense.
Yeah.
Does it nighttime day cycle? Is it like full? Like, does the sun set here?
It would be at this time of year a roughly sort of normal, maybe 8 days daylight. Mm-hmm. Sorry, 8 hours.
Okay.
I mean, hours daylight, and then the other, what is that? The other 16 hours would be nighttime.
All right. I just like, yeah, for this point, this period now, I feel I'm just going to go full nocturnal.
Mm-hmm.
So I'll just like up all night, sleeping during the day. Yeah.
Okay.
Just to kind of like be very much now on the just heckles right up.
Right.
Now, those with them on the horizon, is that every day after or just like the first day after?
Yeah. About a day after you bypass the glacial dwarves, you can see those figures, probably glacial dwarves, following you. But after that, they you don't spot them anymore.
All right. Well, that's good. At least they're just trying to bunker down where they live and not chase us down. So. That's beneficial, I would say.
On the sixth day, so another day later, you start noticing things look wrong. First off, you don't notice any flora or fauna. No, wait, sorry. You do see animals sometimes, but the animals look ragged and sickly. Mm. Like if you see deer, you can see that the deer has fur only in patches. Mm. And maybe the closest you get to one of these deer, you notice that it kind of walks with a limp, like it's hurt. Mm-hmm. It still runs and reacts normally if you approach.
So we can't meet?
No.
You don't really have time to stop for hunting.
Okay.
Also, Deepot does not think it is a good idea to eat sickly.
All right.
And maybe we'll explain to Hotalong, like, no, that deer is a little bitch. Little bitch. Very catching.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass? So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Can't stop to heat it.
Yeah, see, that means to go heat it, though. So
No,
I'm like, uh-huh, and I take aim.
No. It contracts little bit.
Mangle lowers your light crossbow. I'm terribly sorry, my little friend, but we're not eating that meat. It's poisoned. It's poisoned. Poisoned.
I don't know that one.
Mangle just keeps saying it. Poisoned. It makes you sick. It's bad to eat. You know how the second time you eat something, you bring it back up, you eat it again. You know how it doesn't taste as nice the second time?
Kind of like, you know, nod in, you know, kind of agreement, like, yeah.
It's kind of like it's kind of like it's been eaten again and again and again and again. It's very bad tasting. Yeah.
Deepak will also say, in terms of like, because even the vomiting is something that Hot Lungs enjoys to eat, be like, no, give you real big shits. Liquid. Real gross.
Yucky.
Yeah.
Like eating grass.
Yeah.
There we go.
We've cracked it.
We cracked the code.
Adam, could I think back to the scroll that we saw? And based on being College of Tragedy, and this looks like a rather sad tale, can I recall any story like this or any analog to another tale or myth?
How exactly is this, sorry, is this just you're making a check or is this an ability that you have?
No, just like a check of okay. like given being a College of Tragedy mm-hmm. bard, is this something that I would have heard before?
Are these like tropes that you're kind of like figuring this out?
Yeah.
I'll make that a history check. Sure. Do you have anything? You rolled and with your bonus got a total of 11.
Okay.
Which will give you some information, but do you have anything to zhuzh it up if you so choose?
I don't know.
Oh, I can. But if you are looking for assistance or inspiration, Teapot can assist you in that way.
Yeah, sure. I would take some inspiration from you. Maybe, I don't know, playing some music that would remind me of said things.
Yeah, oh, yeah Teapot right. will play a real sad, fucking depressing song to inspire right. you. Try harder.
There are many afflictions and curses of the land that can harm people and animals and plant life and stuff like that. So it's about trying to figure out specifically what maybe you could be dealing with out of a pretty wide list of possibilities. Additionally, to make things a little tougher, a lot of the tales and songs about these lands have not been translated into other tongues. So there's a lot, you just know that there's a big gap in your information about this, but to give you what things you can recall and think about and remember. You know that a long time ago, these lands were the first peoples to these lands were the giants. The giants and the Ursicans, who okay. are the like Mangle. Mm-hmm. So the polar bear people, they were the first peoples here. And things were fine for a time, but there was a faction within the giants that were very warlike, that wanted to worshipped a unknown to you, a name whose a god whose name has been lost to time, a giant god of war, literally a war of god the giants worshipped, and his support grew and grew and grew and caused a lot of discontent and disturbances in these lands. And then it wasn't until the arrival of Tabaxi, or Catfolk, as they're sometimes called, that things really started taking off. The Tabaxi, unlike the Giants or the Ursicans, the Tabaxi were physically less imposing. Mm-hmm. So this warlike faction within the Giants was like, well, this inferior being kind of deserves death in a way. Which riled up a lot of factions with the Giants and the Ursicans. So there was a lot of violence, and then conflict was brought to the land. And then separate to the god of war, there was a god of conflict. Now this god of conflict, whose name has also been lost to time, is sometimes also referred to, you know, in tales. Some scholars will refer to him not as a god of conflict, but as a god of corruption.
Okay.
A god who spreads disease in the world, but their disease is not like an affliction of the body, but more an affliction of the mind, if that makes sense.
Yeah, madness.
A madness, but made manifest. It's like an actual poison that you can ingest that will cause you to just become violent and aggressive against others.
Okay. Oh, I'm thinking like 28 days later kind
yeah.
of thing.
Yeah, yeah. yeah. Okay. And you know that this affliction curses the land. It destroys crops, kills wildlife, all that sort of stuff. This sounds like something similar, and it originated in these lands. It has long since been thought to be gone, but, well, many things can live beneath the ice, frozen, trapped in time.
Like anthrax.
Yeah, like anthrax.
So follow-up question, that's really good to know.
Mm-hmm.
I would probably share this with the group over song, obviously, with the drums, especially with the giants, and you know, going with some of the more native music choices that would be around this area that maybe I've heard in my time here. The wildlife we saw that were kind of mangy and patchy and all that, did they seem aggressive?
The wildlife seem not so much aggressive as more just like they seem not aggressive, but more chaotic. Like they're like they're maybe experiencing a really bad fever that is causing them to act in a, yeah, in a I don't know the word I'm looking for.
Erratic?
Erratic, thank you. In a, okay. an erratic manner.
Okay.
Okay, like rabies-esque or yeah, more... Not rabies. Like
you haven't seen many animals, so mange. It's hard to tell. Yeah.
Okay. There's also that like super sick fucking spore in rainforests that infects yes. Insects yeah. and like takes over their brains. And
cordyceps, then, I think cordyceps. It's called. Yeah, the cordyceps
yeah.
fungus.
Okay. Yeah, very okay. cool. Okay, well, first, that's good to know. Teapot is wondering why perhaps Druid was not part of the requirements for this, but okay.
Oh, and then, sorry, this is all on day six. On the seventh day, you encounter... Why I jumped to here. On the seventh day, you encounter something very different from what you've seen previously. You encounter a puddle of bubbling black liquid in the ice. Okay. It has an awful stench to it. Everything about it feels wrong.
I plug it twice.
Yeah?
I plug it twice.
You shoot two crossbow bolts into it, and then you need to make a wisdom saving throw. Oh, boy. Hot lungs.
Yes.
You gain the floor. I choose violence when possible.
Okay.
Wait, he gains the flaw.
Mm. Yeah.
He's had that flaw. Nothing's changed.
Nothing's changed. Oh, no. He's had that flaw since we started speaking to them dwarves. Alrighty. Okay. Choose the violence.
Don't think we should be doing that. Weird, mysterious, poison corruption thing, hot lungs.
I hiss at you.
Do we see people like
this? Just going to like squint their one eye and be like, do not fucking dance with me.
Just like, yeah, paroling around, like, you know, just like,
yeah,
kind of like what, like stalking that puddle. Like, I really want to make it die.
Okay.
I just really like also the idea that you have gone nocturnal. You've been like paranoid going around the camp and now you have like extra aggression. Mm-hmm. Like, holy shit.
That's full on rabies.
Teapot doesn't really want to grab hot lungs because they are so like twitchy, but Teapot will potentially bring out a little bit of jerky or a rash and then be like, come here, hot lung.
Yeah. Cured immediately. Is there any vegetation in any respect?
You can make a survival check to search for some.
I would love to.
Okay.
I roll the die through you.
You search around and you see there is some vegetation. Yes. You find maybe a tuft of just some sort of, not fern. Ferns don't do well in cold weather. A tuft of just some grass that can survive in such cold conditions. You see it's grown around, you find another smaller bubbling puddle of black fluid. The grass has grown around that, but it looks, once again, like the deer or like some of the other plants that you've seen, it looks diseased. There's spots on it and stuff.
I'm going to pop on over. I'm going to move my instruments aside, plop my ass down in front of the grass, not touching any of the stuff, and I'm going to cast Speak with Plants.
Okay.
And it just... I guess it would have to do a little bit of music to do so with the bard.
Mm-hmm.
And then I'm just going to have a discussion with this little grass. Go, hi, we're visitors in this area. Thank you for welcoming us into your homeland here. It seems like there's a bit of trouble stirring, some uneasiness, something unsettling. Would you be able to provide any information of the sort? Are you doing okay? Are your friends okay?
The grass does the grass equivalent of taking a deep sigh.
Mm-hmm.
A sickness. Disease spreads. Conflict with nature passes through. Everything is dying or growing wrong.
Oh. That is unfortunately what I'm seeing as well. Is it? Would you be able to give a basic before we get to that point? The there seems to be a liquid around you. Is this? That's water.
Water.
Oh, that's concerning.
Nourishes us. Feeds us.
Do you feel unwell yourself?
Sickness.
Okay, well, at least it knows it's sick. Because otherwise, that'd be concerning. Could you wave in the direction of where this was coming from, if you know?
The wind speaks. The grass waves in the direction that you're heading, further inwards.
Okay.
Sisters and brothers connected.
Yeah, are you all connected through like a root system?
Deeper in, we speak close. Further out, messages travel slowly.
I see.
What messages? Says Teapot next to you, very curious.
Yeah, very good. What type of messages are they? I won't even begin to think about it. What type of messages?
An evil spreads. Its source is a temple deep within. A structure made by the hands of giants many seasons ago. Our brethren and sisters, remember the times of sickness. Sealed away in ice, they wake again. Wake to sow their seeds. Spreads and summons.
This may not be something you know, but through the messages of your kin, have you heard about the original time this happened and what may have pushed it back?
Corruption spreads until it is cleansed. The twists.
You have been incredibly helpful, and we will do what we can to push back these twists and these turns in your makeup.
It corrupts what is natural, turns it upon itself. A reflection in a mirror, in a lake of black.
Like this lake here.
Water.
Thank you very much for your words and your knowledge. I wish you the best.
The grass gives a sighing equivalent again and is quiet.
I scoop myself up onto my little legs, iterate that to the group, and look over to Mangle and go, Mangle, does this sound any bit familiar to you of Tales of the Land or anything that would have happened before?
My people have many tales from long ago when we were among the only to walk these places. Some of these tales have been regretfully lost to time. We tried to be the best caretakers we could, but so many other footsteps have walked these places. It's impossible for our stories to not be at least partially worn away with time. We are talking about, well, almost prehistory. These stories would be so old that it's hard to know what is and isn't real, and hard to know what has and hasn't been added. I certainly don't know any specifics of a corruption or a god of corruption, as you were saying before. All I know is, well, the only thing that I could say for sure that my people handed down to me from generation to generation is that the giants created something that they could not control, and which instead then controlled them.
That's all for today. Don't forget to check in next time, where we'll continue this story of the Grey Hill Free Company.